just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
It was a bilious piece of dirt that made me cry out in pain.
Did you say it was a brilliant piece of work and you'll fly me out to Spain?
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
Movies, 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 and Rafer Guzman is here, film critic for Newsday. Welcome, Rafer.
Hi, John.
It's an interesting weekend we've got here. The Coen brothers go back to comedy,
yep.
And they go back with some of their old favorites. George Clooney is starring in Hail Caesar. Let's hear a clip.
Any more thoughts about who you might marry?
I ain't doing that again. I had two marriages. It just cost the studio a lot of money to bust them up.
Well, we had to have those annulled. One was to a minor mob figure.
Vince was not minor.
And Buddy Flynn was a band leader with a long history of narcotic use.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were both louses. Marrying a third louse ain't gonna do me no good.
I've offered you some very suitable, clean young men.
Pretty boys, saps and swishes. What, you think if there wasn't a good, reliable man, I wouldn't have grabbed him?
Is that Scarlett Johansson?
That is indeed.
Doing
kind of an Esther Williams figure. You can't see her there, but she's in a full sort of aquatic mermaid outfit. This Hail Caesar takes place in the 50s, the golden age, sort of the last...
Madcap Hollywood.
Yeah, sort of the last golden age era of Hollywood. And that's Josh Brolin playing a guy named Eddie Mannix. He's a fixer for Capitol Studios. And he basically goes around the lot trying to, ruffle soothe any ruffled feathers and keep the gossip columnists at bay. And at one point, one of his main stars, played by George Clooney, gets kidnapped by a group of communists. And now he has to go and figure out who is behind this and give him the $100,000 in the suitcase.
Now, some of this territory was visited by the Coens in Barton Fink, where they did a send-up of Hollywood.
Right.
And there's also an issue of where when the Coen brothers do comedy, it sort of works, but maybe it just kind of goes over the top. I remember the Clooney and the divorce movie that he did.
Which I loved, Intolerable Cruelties.
I loved it, but it just, after a while, the people were so unsavory that you had to turn it off. What do you think of this?
You know, this being released here in kind of the doldrums of February didn't really promise good things for this. And it made me wonder what kind of movie this was going to be, especially for a Coen Brothers movie.
Right.
But I just thought it is just dazzling. I mean,
great.
You get to see the Coen Brothers do the kind of thing they've never done before, an aquatic musical with Scarlett Johansson, a Western, a biblical epic. There's a musical number in here choreographed by the guy who did Newsies with Channing Tatum in this kind of on-the-town World War II era musical. It takes place in a bar. It is just a jaw-dropper. And even though the movie may not add up to much in terms of a story or a theme, really, it is so much fun to sit through. And I just thought it was wildly entertaining. I loved it.
And, you know, the Secret Agent movie, Burn Before Reading, had a great cast. It was really, really funny. Maybe it wasn't the best movie in the world, but I go back to it again and again because there's so much great.
You're a Burn After Reading fan, yeah. But not Intolerable Cruelty.
Well, Intolerable, I don't know. I guess I value my marriage too much. All right, so Hail Caesar is a dazzler. Let's take a look at the next thing, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Now, is this based on the book series that's trying to...
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Seth Graham Greene's book, that came out in 2009, which was basically just essentially a reprint of the Austen book with added zombies and slaughter in it.
Add zombies to anything, and it works better. Let's listen.
You have a very small estate here, and yet we endure it.
I have urgent business to attend. A falsehood of the most scandalous nature has reached me. That you intend to be united with my own nephew, Mr. Darcy. I'm not. And will you promise me never to enter into such an engagement? I will make no such promise.
Now, does this enlarge the Pride and Prejudice theme? Is it a one-gag kind of thing? Does it work cinematically for 2 hours?
Well, the book itself was certainly a one-gag book. That always reminded me of an Onion headline. You know, you get the instant laugh, and they don't really need to read any further than that. So, again, I was very worried about the film. But I was actually pretty surprised at how well this works. And I think one reason is that, against your instincts, I would say, the cast all plays it completely straight. And they are actually all very good. Lily James as Elizabeth Bennet, Sam Riley as Mr. Darcy, now Colonel Darcy, he's a zombie hunter in the army. And I think the fact that they play it straight and they don't wink at the camera and mug actually works in the film's favor. And I can't say it's an excellent film. It's not exactly what you'd call a credible adaptation of Austen, but I was surprised at how well it worked and how much I enjoyed it.
You know, it is a testimony to Austin. It's a testimony to the centrality of zombies in American culture right now. I don't know what it says. Are zombies an American innovation?
You know, I don't think so. Don't they come from Haiti originally? I think
exactly right. So, exactly.
You know, and it's kind of odd because the usual analysis of zombies is that what they represent is our fear of collapse, our fear of civilization collapsing, financial ruin, all these kinds of different things. And in a way, it's kind of hard to make that jive with Regency England. But at the same time, it is just kind of a silly film, and it's supposed to be fun, and it really works.
Two silly films supposed to be fun. Turns out they actually are Hail Caesar and Pride and Prejudice and zombies. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Have a great weekend.
You too.